The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, this is Dave Smith from the Triangle Radio Reading Service, and this is Triangle Bulletin Board. For the next half hour, I'll be reading about the events and happenings occurring during the upcoming weeks and months as reported from various sources. And for this episode, we're going to start with the lineup from the Raleigh Little Theater. The box office phone number there is 919-821-3111. Online information can be found at RaleighLittleTheater.org. The Raleigh Little Theater complex is two blocks west of Cameron Village. All right, coming up in October, the 13th through the 22nd, it's Grace for President, of course, a musical. One day in class, Grace Campbell discovered that there has never been a female president. "Where are the girls?" she asked as her third grade teacher rolls out a poster of all U.S. presidents. Frustrated by the lack of female faces in the White House, Grace decides she wants to be president and inspires a school election, presented at Daniels Auditorium in partnership with the North Carolina Museum of History. October 27th through November 12th at Raleigh Little Theater, Perfect Arrangement, a dark comedy. It's 1950 and the new colors are being added to the Red Scare. Two U.S. State Department employees, Bob and Norma, have been tasked with identifying sexual deviants within their ranks. There's just one problem. Both Bob and Norma are gay and have married each other's partners as a carefully constructed cover-up. This production is for mature audiences. December 1st through the 17th, Cinderella, a holiday musical. This musical comedy is a holiday sugar plum for the whole family. Just the right mixture of comedy and romance can add the sparkle of magic to your holiday season. This visually stunning musical combines elegant costumes and scenery with singing, dancing, conniving step relatives, and resourceful fairy folk. This is at Sutton Theater. January 12th through the 28th, What We're Up Against. Set in a highly competitive architecture firm, this play is an explosive and hilarious look at the complicated battle of the sexes raging across cubicle land. A funny yet insightful view of what it means to be female in a male-dominated career, and one woman's response when she tires of slamming into the glass ceiling. This is at Gaddy Goodwin Teaching Theater. February 9th through the 25th, Little Shop of Horrors, of course, the musical comedy. The meek floral assistant, Seymour Crowborn, stumbles across a new breed of plant that he names Audrey II after his co-worker crush. This foul-mouthed R&B singing carnivore promises unending fame and fortune to the down-and-out Crowborn as long as he keeps feeding it blood. Over time, though, Seymour discovers Audrey II's out-of-this-world origins and intent toward global domination. This is at Sutton Theater. Also on the Raleigh Little Theater lineup, March 16th through April 1st, it is Beanstalk, the musical. April 13th through the 22nd, Alice at Wonderland. May 11th through May 27th, Blood Done Sign My Name. And June 8th through the 24th, Don't Dress for Dinner. All performances are wheelchair accessible. An audio description service and sign language are available for select performances, as well as assistive listening. Trained service dogs are welcome. All right. Entertainment at the North Carolina Museum of Art on Blue Ridge Road in Raleigh. You can give them a call at 919-839-6262. Saturday, September 16th, it's the fifth annual The Dude Abides Party with special guest Jimmy Dale Smokey Gilmore. For the fifth The Dude Abides Party, great Texas singer-songwriter Jimmy Dale Gilmore will perform before the screening of The Big Lebowski. Gilmore is best known as a member of the Wex Texas trio, the Flatlanders. He has made several fine albums on his own and wrote the classic song, Dallas. Saturday and Sunday, November 11th and 12th, it's the fourth annual Paderewski Piano Festival, 3 o'clock both days. Then the North Carolina Museum of Art has released its lineup for its Sights and Sounds concert series, with all events starting at 2 p.m. on Sundays, unless noted. September 17th, anniversaries for Lenny. Acclaimed pianist Laura Downs presents a program of Leonard Bernstein's Anniversaries for Piano, along with 20 newly commissioned anniversaries in celebration of the centennial of the composer's birth. Downs is accompanied by Bernstein's son, Alexander, who narrates the program. Friday, October 13th, it is Mallarmé Chamber Players and the Cabinet of Dr. Caligari. The popular Durham-based Mallarmé Chamber Players accompany a special screening of the classic The Cabinet of Dr. Caligari. He exhibits a ghostly sleepwalker in a carnival just as a series of terrifying murders erupts. The stark expressionism of the twisted alleys and jagged buildings haunts this pioneering horror film, both a world of cinema landmark and a menacing foreshadowing of World War II. That show starts at 8. All right, North Carolina Museum of Art, October 29th, it is Juilliard String Quartet. The world-renowned Juilliard String Quartet, widely known as the quintessential American string quartet, performs a concert featuring the music of Haydn, Dvorak, and Bartok. When the quartet first toured outside of New York City in the 1940s, it made Raleigh an early stop. Don't miss the return of this iconic ensemble. Sights and Sound Concert Series on November 19th, UNCG Faculty Voice Duo. UNC Greensboro faculty members Donald Hartman, Clara O'Brien, and Jim Douglas perform Mailer's epic song cycle, The Youth's Magic Horn. Collection of songs about soldiers, spirits, and love, Wonderhorn demonstrates the music master composer's ability to interpret German folk tales with stirring musical imagery. January 21st, Isosceles String Quartet. It's a new string quartet commissioned by Chamber Music Raleigh and organized by Jacqueline Wolborski, Associate Principal Second Violin of the North Carolina Symphony, and featuring all North Carolina Symphony musicians. Audio-described performances coming up. Tuesday, September 19th, it's The Cake, the Playmakers Repertory Company, UNC Chapel Hill's Paul Green Theater. Della makes cakes, not judgment calls. But when the daughter of an old friend reappears in her life with a new surprise, Della is forced to re-examine some of her deeply held beliefs. Food, faith, and family loyalty collide in a paradigm-shifting comedy that's sure to leave you hungry for more. Performance begins at 7:30. Also on the listing for the audio-described performances coming up, Thursday, September 21st, Dream Girls. This is at Cape Fear Regional Theater. The heartbreaks of showbiz, love, and music all collide in Dream Girls to create a modern-day classic that is sure to sing and dance its way into your heart. Set in the music scene of the 60s and 70s, a young female singing trio gets their big break But as their star rises, so do tensions in the group. Things begin to spin out of control when their egomaniacal agent singles out one to be the leader. That performance starts at 7:30. Friday, September 22nd, Pride and Prejudice, NC State's Titmuss Theater. In a world obsessed with marriage, the charming, independent-minded, and very single Elizabeth Bennet knows that options are limited for a girl of no fortune. But that won't stop her overzealous matchmaking mother, who's determined to find suitors for Elizabeth and her four sisters, however unsuitable they may be. Lizzie's determined not to let her feelings triumph over good sense, especially with the handsome but proud Mr. Darcy. Curtain goes up at 7:30. And then on the audio-described performances list, Saturday, September 30th, Circus, 1903. This is at DPAC. The producers of the world's biggest magic show, The Illusionists, have teamed up with the award-winning puppeteers from Warhorse to present a thrilling turn-of-the-century circus spectacular. Sensational puppetry puts elephants back in the ring as never seen before, along with a huge cast of the most unique, amazing, and dangerous circus acts from all four corners of the world. And that performance starts at 8. Durham Performing Arts Center, Carolina Ballet, and Theater in the Park have all committed to offer audio description for performance requested with a two-week advanced notice. Call the box office of the respective theater to purchase tickets and request additional accommodations. And we're going to switch to Goodnight's Comedy Club on West Morgan Street in Raleigh. You can give them a call at 919-828-5233. September 14th through the 16th, Lavelle Crawford. Adored by audiences far and wide, Crawford has built a large and devout fan base playing theaters, comedy clubs, and colleges across the nation. Lavelle gained national exposure on NBC's hit reality series Last Comic Standing and landed recurring spots on shows ranging from the mega hit Breaking Bad to Chelsea Lately. September 21st through the 23rd, it is Todd Glass. Todd's comedy is often satirical, sometimes irreverent, but always funny. He's appeared on such shows as Tosh O, Louie, The Daily Show, and Conan. September 27th is Ray William Johnson. Johnson is an American actor, comedian, producer, director, writer, and rapper, who is perhaps best known for his YouTube channel, Ray William Johnson, and his web series on that channel, Equals 3. As of 2017, the channel had earned more than 3 billion views and 10.4 million subscribers, making it one of the most viewed channels on YouTube at the time. September 28th through October 1st, it's Arnaz Jay. To those in the know, he is quickly emerging as one of the hottest, most talked about comedic artists in the game. His raw energy, talent, and comedic skill quickly landed Arnaz the coveted hosting slot on BET's longest-running comedy series, Comic View. His hilarious new comedy special, Racially Motivated, is now available on Netflix. October 5th through the 7th, Big J. Okerson. Raunchy and brash, yet endearing and honest, Okerson is one of the country's most in-demand comedians. Big J has appeared on This Is Not Happening, and Louie is the co-host of SiriusXM's The Bonfire alongside Dan Soder, and recently released his own Comedy Central hour-long special, Big J Okerson, live at Webster Hall. October 19th through the 21st, Good Nights, Sam Morrill. Sam is one of the fastest rising comics in New York City, and is a nationally touring comedian widely known as one of the best joke writers on the scene today. The New York Daily News called him one of the four funniest in New York. October 26th through the 29th, DeRay Davis. Davis is a multifaceted comedic force who's conquered everything from the stage to the big screen. Davis first made a name for himself in the stand-up world, winning Comedy Central's Laugh Riots competition and appearing in the Cedric the Entertainer Festival. Along the way, he made the leap to the big screen with roles in Barbershop Trilogy, Semi-Pro, and 21 Jump Street. A special note, you may want to research the type of material presented by a particular performer, just in case it's not what you or your family might enjoy. All shows are rated 18+. Let's take a look at the lineup coming up at the Poor House Music Hall on South Blunt Street in Raleigh. Most shows start at 9, unless noted. Wednesday, September 13th, Underground System at 8. Thursday, September 14th, Dragmatic, featuring Christiane and the Strays and the Eric Schultz Band. Friday, September 15th, Dr. Bacon plus Walker, along with Unica Prong. Saturday, September 16th, the Mantras with Travers Brothership and Henry and the Invisibles. Sunday, September 17th, Acoustic Something, featuring members of Big Something. Monday, September 18th, Villanova with Echo, the Aftermath, and Kalen. That's at 8 o'clock. Tuesday, September 19th, Treehouse with Soul Seed. Wednesday, September 20th, Dada with Sound and Shape. That starts at 8. Thursday, September 21st, Secretary Pool. And then Friday, September 22nd, Anti-Scene with Blood Red River. The lineup at the Ritz, located on Industrial Drive in Raleigh. Most shows start at 8 o'clock, unless noted. Wednesday, September 13th, 2 Chainz, Pretty Girls Like Trap Music Tour 2017. Friday, September 15th, Chase Rice, Lambs and Lions Tour. Friday, September 22nd, Hanson, 25th Anniversary, Middle of Everywhere Tournament. I think I misspelled that. I think it's supposed to be tour. Saturday, September 23rd, STS 9 at 7:30. Monday, September 25th, A Mute Math, Play Dead Live. Friday, September 29th, Issues, Headspace Tour at 7. Sunday, October 1st, Cafe TACVBA. Okay. Monday, October 2nd, Keisha, Rainbow Tour 2017. Tuesday, October 3rd, Mastodon at 7:30. Wednesday, October 4th, Manchester Orchestra at 7:30. Monday, October 9th, Need to Breathe, All the Feels Tour at 7. Friday, October 13th, WRDU's Rockin' the Ritz, featuring Appetite for Destruction. Then we have the Lincoln Theater on East Cabrera Street. Saturday, September 16th, Johnny Folsom 4, which of course is a Johnny Cash tribute. That starts at 8:30. Wednesday, September 20th, John Mark McMillan presents The Mercury and Lightning Tour, featuring special guests The Brilliance and LaPierre. That's at 7:30. Thursday, September 21st, Battle of the Broker Bands at 5:30. Friday, September 22nd, The Breakfast Club at 9. Sunday, September 24th, Mike Gordon. Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, September 26th, 27th, and 28th. Lincoln Theater will participate in the IBMA Ramble. Friday and Saturday, September 29 and 30, an evening with the Chris Robinson Brotherhood at 9. Sunday, October 1st, Hardworking Americans at 8. Tuesday, October 3rd, Mastodon with Eagles of Death Metal and Russian Circles, 7:30. Wednesday, October 4th, the Floozies with Boombox and Late Night Radio at 8. And then Thursday, October 5th, it is Chris Knight at 7. We've got one more concert in the Back Porch Music on the Lawn series for this season, American Tobacco Amphitheater. This concert is free, and it'll be held on a Thursday evening from 6 to 9. That's September 14th. Billy Strings with Whiskey Shivers. Whether sharing stages with acoustic music royalty, crisscrossing the nation playing as a solo artist, or performing high-energy, jaw-dropping sets at festivals, the reaction to Billy Strings tends to come in two varieties. Who is this guy? And that kid can play. And he won IBMA's 2016 Momentum Awards Instrumentalist of the Year for guitar, banjo, and mandolin. Well, Raleigh has a bunch of stuff in the month of September. Information is provided by the Raleigh News and Observer. You've got SparkCon, which is September 14th through the 17th. SparkCon is an annual four-day creativity festival for all things weird, fun, and free. September 16th is Bug Fest. Open your eyes, mind, and mouth to the amazing world of bugs when the North Carolina Museum of Natural Sciences hosts its 21st annual Bug Fest. It's the nation's largest single-day bug event. Again, that's Saturday, September 16th, 9 a.m. to 7 p.m. Eat bug-filled dishes at Cafe Insecta. Cheer on your favorite roach at the Roachingham 500 and more. It's all free. My grandson tried a roach, said it wasn't bad. September 19th through the 20th, CED Tech Venture Conference. 22nd through the 24th, it's the Ray Price Capital City Bike Fest. It's a free, family-friendly three-day event on Fayetteville Street in downtown Raleigh and the Ray Price dealership. It's now in its 13th year. September 23rd, Live and Local Roots Fest. Live and Local Roots Fest is a free street festival on Hillsborough Street where you can experience the roots of North Carolina music and arts. September 23 and 24, it is Ray Price Motorsports Expo, which is held in conjunction with the Ray Price Capital City Bike Fest. September 24th, La Fiesta del Pueblo celebrates everything Latino, the culture, the community, the language, and the vibrancy. You won't leave hungry. September 26th through the 30th, of course, is IBMA's World of Bluegrass, including the Ramble. September 27th, Raleigh Downtown Farmers Market. The 28th, the IBMA Music Awards. September 28th through the 30th, City Camp North Carolina by North Carolina Open Pass. September 29 and 30, PNC presents Wide Open Bluegrass. And September 30th is NC Data Palooza, an open data startup competition to catalyze positive community and economic impact. Now, here's the lineup for Carrie's Coca Booth Amphitheater on Regency Parkway, Wednesday, September 13th, the Grass Cats. This is part of the Pickin' in the Pines Bluegrass series. Friday, September 15th, Garrison Keillor's Prairie Love and Comedy Tour. Saturday, September 16th, Jeff and Larry's Backyard Barbecue with Bob and the Showgram. Tuesday, September 19th, Two Cellos, The Score Tour. Wednesday, September 20th, Lorraine Jordan, again part of the Pickin' in the Pines Bluegrass series. Saturday, September 23rd, 4th Annual Dragon Boat Festival. September 24th, which is a Sunday, an evening with Allison Krauss and David Gray. Wednesday, September 27th, Johnny Folsom 4 and Kennedy Thomas Band. Wednesday, October 4th, Tim Cyphers. Friday and Saturday, October 6th and 7th, it is Triangle Oktoberfest. Wednesday, October 11th, Longleaf Pine Nuts. Again, pardon the Picking in the Pines Bluegrass series. Saturday, October 21st, Carolina Uprising, featuring Charlie Daniels, Marshall Tucker, The Outlaws, Pure Prairie League, Poco, Scooter Brown Band, and Super Grit Cowboy Band. Closing out the season currently, Sunday, October 22nd, Chris Tomlin, Good Good Fathers Tour. Few concerts left at Red Hat Amphitheater on South McDowell Street in Raleigh. Wednesday, September 20th, Lauryn Hill, along with NAS. Saturday, September 23rd, Newsboys. Friday and Saturday, September 29 and 30, the IBMA Wide Open Bluegrass events. Monday, October 2nd, the Head and the Heart with special guest The Shelters. Friday, October 6th, Citizen Cope. This is a free concert. And then Wednesday, October 11th, it is Kid Cutie. Three concerts remaining in the season for the Coastal Credit Union Music Park at Walnut Creek. Saturday, September 23rd, Brantley Gilbert, Tyler Farr, and Luke Combs. Friday, September 29th, it is Jack Johnson. And then Friday, October 6th, it is the Zach Brown Band. Then we have some Carolina music festivals, which we always do. September 8 and 9, the Bull Durham Blues Festival. It's changed repeatedly along the way to 2017, which is now its 30th year. In 2016, the sponsoring St. Joseph Historic Foundation presented a two-day indoor festival with food trucks and other vendors on site. The festival site is the Hayti Heritage Center. Then also on September 8th and 9th, Bikers for Bikers Foundation Music Festival in Fayetteville. And September 8th through the 10th, the Mountain Song Festival in Brevard. We have run out of time for today's episode of Triangle Bulletin Board. I hope you enjoyed it, and be sure to listen next time. I'm Dave Smith, reading for the Triangle Radio Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. This broadcast is readily available as a podcast at our website, TriangleReadingService.org. If you have any comments or questions about this program, please give us a call at 919-832-5138. Again, 919-832-5138. So long until next time.